Welcome to the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility, an ongoing inquiry into the origins and evolution of American government. The Executive Director of the Virtual Center is Dr. Bill O'Brien. He's also the host of this discussion. And here he is, Dr. Bill O'Brien.
Thank you, Agnes, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility. Today is Wednesday. It is the middle of March. It is March 15th in the year 2017. It is the Ides of March. For those of you who remember a little bit about Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, and it's cold. I think the whole nation is experiencing some frigid cold. This may be the coldest weather we've had this winter. Kind of interesting. It's much more. My brother was telling me on the phone last night. He's up in Massachusetts, and they really got sucked with the snow. And he said with the wind chill, he said it's much more like December and January than it is March. But hopefully the fact that it is mid-March means that it's not going to be around for all that much longer. But pretty uncomfortable today. I hope that that your day is going well. It's a beautiful day overhead. The sun shining, glistening off on the snow, as it were. And it's a beautiful day as you look outside. It's a good day to look out the window. I heard Governor Cuomo talking about in the cleanup yesterday in New York, trying to encourage people to stay inside, and how beautiful the snow looked from inside the house. But it's not nearly as pleasant when you get outside, and I know exactly what he means. Welcome to today's program. This is our third program of the week, our final program. We'd love to hear from you, especially considering some of the issues that we're talking about, because they're pretty provocative and pretty controversial, I do believe. And again, I don't want to find myself sliding into the perspective of a perpetual doomsdayer, so to speak, or conspiracy theorist of any kind. But indeed, when you begin to connect some dots, it's a little bit eerie when they connect a little bit more directly than you thought they might. You begin from a perspective of speculation, and by the time you get into it, you've woven something that's pretty frightening. And I think that's pretty much what happened yesterday. I'd like to pick up on that a little bit today and continue, but in the interim, would love to hear from you on some of this stuff. Please, I hope that folks just don't take this stuff as carte blanche. Just accept it or whatever, or perhaps even worse, dismiss it as being interesting. But it seems to me that what we're doing is speculating here, and hopefully what we're doing is giving people some incentive to begin to look a little bit more carefully and a little bit more critically at many of the things that are happening around them, because some of them, very honestly, at least on the surface, are a bit frightening. We do have a phone number, and the number is there primarily for purposes of giving you the opportunity to come on the air and share your thoughts with our other listeners. Our phone number is area code 304-663-4676. 304-663-4676. If you'd like to drop me an email and communicate one